5, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free as we launch here into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site that you see there. You can add to it. You can vote on it. And you actually vote up or down on the stuff you like or dislike, and the most voted up will be promoted to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you want to get involved and submit things to the site, you can do that as well. Accounts are free. And also over at freetalklive.com, there is a chip-in now at the top left of the page to help raise $1,000 for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Mark, you just informed me the chip-in is already up to $200. And that's a lot more than I'd expected to get right out the gate.
Yeah, so, we don't do this sort of fundraising thing very often. We have done a little something with St. Jude in the past, and I am fond of them, certainly. You know, we used to, as a matter of fact, one of the radio stations that we used to work for was sort of affiliated with St. Jude in some way. And, you know,
it's not working for me. I don't see it. Maybe it just hasn't updated or something like that, but I see zero.
Okay. Worked for me.
But anyway, we're attempting to raise $1,000 for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Anything that we don't raise via the chip-in, Mark and I are going to kick in the remainder to make good on the promise that we made last month to do that when our competitors refused to have lunch with an Orthodox Muslim or an hardworking illegal immigrant, so-called illegal immigrant.
I already have, we've set aside at my house a certain amount to give, so, I mean, I'd love people to give with us is really what it's about for me. I mean, I am going to be giving to St. Jude. I think it's a really great organization. It does a lot for people. When I look at my child and I see how healthy he is and, you know, running around and having a great time, I can only imagine what it's like for parents who have a child who's stricken with cancer. And that's what they do at St. Jude. They help kids that are in that case, and they take the financial burden away from the family.
So, we can talk about anything here. Also, Julia joining us for the remainder of the program. Good evening.
Hello.
So, let's see. Let's talk about the Weed Man. It's been a while since we've talked about the Weed Man. Your call, Mark?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The New Jersey Weed Man, Ed Fortune. I believe we got... I don't know. It's been so long since we've talked about him on this program. I almost feel like there was one time where we had him on the show, but he's not on our guest page, so there's no evidence that it actually did happen. But New Jersey Weed Man has been kind of in and out of the news for years. He is now in California, but he ran for governor once upon a time as a libertarian in the state of New Jersey.
Good.
And he made his... Yeah, it is good. He's a pretty principled guy, from what I understand, and is not afraid to take on the drug warriors out there and put his own personal freedom on the line in order to stand up for the freedom to control your own body. And so New Jersey Weed Man is back in the news now over at PhiladelphiaWeekly.com. The long, strange saga of NJ Weed Man, Ed Fortune. Fortune, rather, marijuana folk hero and New Jersey weed activist turned California weed capitalist has taken a turn for the worse. On Tuesday, December 13th, Fortune was driving in Los Angeles on his way to sign a lease for a second location for his Liberty Bell Temple, the popular Hollywood Boulevard, pot dispensary he's operated for more than 3 years, when he was pulled over by a Los Angeles Police Department squad car. Within a few moments, agents from the Drug Enforcement Agency stopped in. Fortune was put in handcuffs and informed the DEA was commencing a raid of the Liberty Bell Temple, as well as Fortune's apartment and his marijuana grow operation, located inside a nondescript Los Angeles warehouse on suspicion of violating federal drug laws. Now, while California law allows medicinal marijuana dispensaries...
So the local cops assisted in this?
Of course. They do whatever the feds tell them to do.
It's against the law, though. I mean, the local cops are there
to enforce
local laws.
Yeah, but they don't want to lose their federal funding.
What's that?
They don't want to lose their federal funding.
I find this despicable. The idea that local law enforcement... I mean, it's one thing for the feds to come in and swoop in, but to get the locals to help them?
They probably missed cracking skulls.
I used to
love to arrest people for marijuana. And,
Ed Fortune is...
Here's my chance.
Yeah, and he is a black guy, so that might be a factor, too.
I don't know. It could be, I suppose. But, I wouldn't say that it's that there's never been any racial profiling done in police work. But, I'm curious as to what they would have to say about that, because
they say that the federal laws prohibit those operations, the legal medical marijuana growing in California. They say federal law prohibits that, and their law supersedes the state law. Obama administration initiated a crackdown on medical marijuana facilities earlier in 2011. Federal authorities.
Thanks for that, Barack.
Seized all of the marijuana money. Well, Barack Obama smoked marijuana, so he knows how bad it is.
Right.
They seized all of the marijuana, money, computers, phones, security cameras, and paperwork at the Liberty Bell Temple and dismantled the entire shop, turned his apartment upside down, and took more computers, cameras, phones, videotapes, and paperwork, removed 600 marijuana plants from Fortune's grow facility in the process, smashing grow lights and other grow equipment, and seizing four dogs belonging to Fortune and sending them to the pound.
See, the smashing of the lights to me just shows how aggressive, you know, an act this is. Like, this isn't as simple as them just, like, knocking on the door and coming and taking some equipment. I mean, these people are amped up to break stuff.
They're animals.
Not even electing, just looking to collect evidence. I mean, if that was the case, you know, if you're not going to take it, then don't break it.
Right. If it's evidence, you're supposed to be preserving it for, for display at a trial, for instance. And then if the trial doesn't pan out, you're supposed to get back.
In, you know, working order. Nice. Well, with a receipt and everything.
Or apparently not. Apparently that doesn't matter. Hmm. Apparently they can just break whatever the F they want in your house, your business, and get away with it.
I think people innately know that.
We've seen it time and time again. You mean the police or the victims?
Well, you know, citizenry.
I don't know.
The average individual knows that cops.
Do they? Do they
can
really?
Get away with it if they want to.
I don't know, Mark. Do they know that? Because you would think if people knew that, they'd be outraged by it. But I guess you could always just say, well, they're criminals, so it doesn't matter. So do whatever you want to them. Sure, you haven't convicted them anything, but they're criminals because the police have targeted them, so therefore they must be guilty. I guess these are some things that some people would think about the police.
I'm stunned that the local police are essentially breaking their own laws. I mean, the people.
You're stunned.
I am. I really am. The people of California said that medical marijuana was legal. Now, is he breaking that particular law and selling to someone else? Is that what the claim
is?
No,
Mark. It's the federal government saying this is illegal. The federal government's position has always been that California can't do this.
I'm talking about the local law enforcement. If they're teaming up with the feds in this case, as far as I'm concerned, they're breaking their mandate with the people that employ them.
Well, but you see, it's not about you. It's about what the feds want. Sure, you may have given them a mandate, the California voters, by voting in Proposition 215 back in 1996. You may have given them a mandate, but they really don't care so much what you want. They're more concerned with what the feds want. Because the feds own them, and they act like it. So anyway, they smashed up a bunch of stuff, grow equipment, so seized his dogs.
Sent them to the pound.
Yeah. And the feds, at least they didn't shoot the dogs, I suppose.
That was my first
thought.
A lot of these raids, the dogs end up dead. Hopefully he will be able to make a telephone call to some friends and be able to get this situation with the dogs taken care of. But that, you know, at this point, the dogs, frankly, are the least of his problems. He can probably get that taken care of relatively easily.
Not only, well,
actually, he doesn't call me to take care of four dogs, though.
We'll tell you about the dogs here in a moment. There's a little bit more about them. But the feds also froze his bank accounts, and Fortune was detained for about 5 hours, then released. Get this, without being charged.
Oh, man.
Now, how do you do that one? Isn't that a neat little trick? You get to come in, you get to raid somebody's business, you get to steal all their equipment, take their 600 pot plants, take all their computers, their entire inventory, every little bit of business info that they have, just take it all, and then not even charge the guy. Now, that doesn't mean charges won't be coming, but they don't have them right now, and they're able to go ahead and do a raid based on not having any charges?
And this is this guy's business.
That's right.
So, I mean, it seems to me if they can swoop in and do all this stuff, they should have to charge you.
You'd think.
He's now, his business is crippled.
Maybe they'll charge the plants.
If the feds came in here and took all of our computers and equipment and stuff like that, and said, don't worry, we'll get back to you. We may charge you in a year or something.
Well, maybe they'll charge the plants with a crime.
You charge inanimate objects.
They'll charge the stack of cash with a crime. They do these things. They literally will have United States federal government versus $3,000 in cash. They have court cases like that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that we have there, including the live streams. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show. You can listen around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also get information about our radio stations that carry the show throughout the week at various different times. In addition to that, you will learn about our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and the two channels that run up on XM. Also, our free-to-air satellite channel and the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. And I mentioned the Free State Project earlier in the show tonight. The Liberty Forum is coming up. It's going to be here before you know it, February 23rd through the 26th. It's going to be a good time, because I've been to these things in the past, and I know it is a good time to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what freedom's all about. And not only that, they're willing to do something about it. Many of them have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Lots of the voices you hear on this show will be there. You'll be able to meet some of the great activist personalities from that are up here, like Pete and Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com. I know they're going to be there at the Liberty Forum. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. And other folks who haven't necessarily made the move yet, but will be coming up to speak, people like Peter Schiff. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers. Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, another one of the keynote speakers. Also included, Prax Girl has just been announced. She's got a very popular YouTube channel. And in addition to that, another YouTube lady of liberty, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, will be speaking as well. So other great folks will be speaking. No time to go through them all. You can go and see the lineup over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and that's where you can get registered for the event. And use our discount code FTL2012 to save 10% on your registration fee. That's FTL2012 is the coupon code, and go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. The weed man has been targeted by the DEA and the California cops, but mostly the DEA. Although, as you pointed out, Mark, you're pretty outraged that California's police were assisting them in this particular crackdown, considering that weed man decided that, again, he's from New Jersey, liberty kind of minded guy, from what I understand, ran as a libertarian, I think it was libertarian for
picked
governor.
Up his life and moved to California when they legalized marijuana for medical purposes.
Right. He saw an opportunity and decided he was going to go and go into business and distributing medical marijuana out in California. He was doing that and apparently doing it relatively successfully. He was preparing to sign a lease, actually, for a second location for what he was calling the Liberty Bell Temple, where you could go and get yourself some pot if you have a doctor's note or prescription, as it may be. But now you can't, because they've gone in, dismantled the entire shop, taken all the marijuana, money, computers, phones, security cameras, paperwork, removed 600 marijuana plants from his grow facility, smashed his grow lights, stole all the money out of his war chest there, froze all of his bank accounts, and then detained him for 5 hours, and then released him without a charge. He says, "They told me I was lucky that I didn't have 1,000 plants, or I would have gotten an automatic federal charge, and I'd probably be sitting in jail for 2 years waiting for trial," says Fortune, calling the Philadelphia Weekly, who's doing the report on his girlfriend's phone from his trashed apartment, where he returned yesterday after going off the grid for a week following the rain. Still, Fortune believes
he's got to be like stunned and just rattled. I can totally understand why he would do that.
It sounds horrifying. Fortune believes it's just a matter of time before he is arrested on federal charges. According to DEA marijuana trafficking penalties, a first-time offender convicted of possessing 1,000 plants is hit with a mandatory sentence of no less than 10 years in prison.
Mm.
A conviction on possession of 100 to 999 plants means a minimum of 5 years.
Oh.
Fortune says his whole marijuana operation...
But the feds, have they arrested anybody up to this point? I mean, usually what they've been doing...
Of the growers, you mean?
Anybody.
Of all the people they've raided out in California?
Yeah, the feds have done a lot of raids, and they've largely stayed away from, because I don't think they want to get involved in the states' rights issue.
It's a good question. I don't know, Mark.
There's no evidence that this guy has participated in interstate commerce.
Maybe, again, it doesn't matter if it's interstate commerce. There's all kinds of things that are illegal federally that have nothing to do with interstate commerce. But you ask a very good question, because we have talked in the past about how the feds have come into marijuana shops in California. They've kicked in the door. They've pointed guns at people. They've held people at gunpoint while they steal money out the cash register, steal money out the safe. They steal drugs. They steal,
and
they
then
steal
no charges
box,
ever.
And then no charges.
And when and as far as I'm concerned, when no charges have been levied, you're just stealing. I mean, when there's...
Right, they're just stealing anyway, but it's even more blatant stealing.
They're not even doing it under the color of law anymore.
It's sad. I have no words. I mean, we read about this kind of stuff all the time on Free Talk Live, so I'm kind of immune to it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
So imagine believing that, you know, I mean, they're out there. They're listening right now, people that believe, this is a nation of laws.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Is that why the local police participated with the feds in this particular
instance?
Yeah,
a lot of good the law did that the people of California passed via referendum a decade and a half ago in 1996.
Maybe they'll finally secede.
Yeah, California?
Right.
The last thing California wants to do. California needs a bailout. They're
right. California is heavily in debt. They're going to have to rely on the federal government to save them.
The federal government is heavily in debt.
Yeah, but they can print money.
Yeah, that's true.
So California can't, and so therefore they're gonna stick around.
California should secede and print its own worthless money.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say.
It'd be a step in the right direction. So Fortune says his whole marijuana operation, in which he says he's invested more than $300,000 over the past 3 years, has gone up in smoke, and that as of last night he was down to his last $10 after splurging on Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's yesterday morning. He says, I came here from Jersey 4 years ago with $500.
You know, there's some people reading that article. Some black people reading the article are like, what are you doing going to Denny's? Because this guy does happen to be black, and a lot of people have boycotted Denny's because of some incidences over a decade ago.
Yeah, maybe he feels like they moved past that.
Maybe. Maybe
he just feels hopeless and just wanted a grand slam.
You know, I'm sure that some folks find them to be the most delicious meal ever.
He says, I came here from New Jersey 4 years ago with $500 in my pocket and a promise from my mom that if I failed, she'd buy a plane ticket to come back, says Fortune, whose weed-fueled exploits over the last 15 years earned him the title of Superhero of the Potheads. He says, I feel like I was doing really well, he sighs. Last night, he was trying to come up with the $500 necessary to get his four dogs out of the pound.
Oh,
his
man.
Long-running website, njweedman.com, has been down since the raid, replaced by a message from his service provider saying the site was suspended. It was back up yesterday afternoon, and Fortune didn't know if the DEA had something to do with that. Meanwhile, he says the 17 people that he employed at the Liberty Bell Temple and Grove site are now out of work. Right before Christmas.
They're not in jail.
Well, you know, that's true, Mark. But again, another example of how damaging these federal raids are. I mean, these marijuana shops are providing work for people.
Sure they are.
And now these folks are, you know, they lost their jobs right before Christmas.
No worse than folks selling tobacco at convenience stores, right?
Yeah. But none were detained. None of them were detained because he called the shop as he was being pulled over to warn them of the impending raid, and everyone immediately evacuated the premises.
Wow, how did he know the raid was being as he was being pulled over?
Well, they did tell him that they were going to raid his shop.
After they had pulled him over?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe he just had a bad feeling about it. I don't know. Fortune says that DEA officers who detained him last week told him they'd had him under surveillance since early November. More coming up about his case in moments. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. Does anybody out there really think that this should be happening to people? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of those features, you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's our web forum, basically, bbs.freetalklive.com.
So we talk about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, and we're excited to talk about it. It is a new currency that is, you know, mainly for the Internet. It exists online. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and you can see our Bitcoin tip jar there where you can support Free Talk Live with bitcoins, if that's what you wish to do. Also, at bitcoin.freetalklive.com is a banner for crypto exchange. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store in case you want to buy gold and silver privately with bitcoins. You can do it right online at cryptoexchange.com. If you're clueless about how the Bitcoin currency works, don't worry. They've got 24-hour customer service. You can just visit their website. Click on the live support link at the top. They'll walk you through every step of the way. I actually did this. They were helpful with me. You can see their banner hosted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with the story about the New Jersey weed man, Ed Fortune, who has been a visible proponent of marijuana legalization for a long time. Which is probably one of the reasons why, like with Mark Emery, our friend from Cannabis Culture magazine, they targeted him to take him out. Because there are you know, a bunch of these distribution centers around California. Los Angeles alone, I think, had over 1,000 before they passed the law restricting where they can be located. And I know they're trying to whittle down the amount of these locations there are. But the DEA only has so many resources. They only have so much time. So they're not going every single day to raid all of these stores. Many of them are in business, and they haven't had problems. But they targeted the weed man. because, again, he's visible and he's open about ending the insane war on drugs. And so they went after him. They
raided
his... That's
a presumption, but it seems solid to me.
It's what they did to Mark Emery. And in Mark Emery's case, it's not a presumption because they actually came right out and they said, you know...
What was the marijuana activist that had cancer that they tossed in jail to?
Peter McWilliams,
Curry.
I don't think
it was
jail.
Cubby.
Steve Cubby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they went after him too. So again, Ed Fortune ran for governor years ago back in New Jersey. He moved to California with a little bit of money in his pocket and got into investing in medical marijuana out there. Ended up having an operation where there were over, I think it was like $300,000 is what he was... Let's see, I don't remember.
$300,000 is what he had put into the business.
He'd invested that much in the last several years. He'd been out in California for about 4 or 5 years. And they came in and they just destroyed everything. They came in, they took all of his plants, they took all of his property and his office and his warehouse, his grow house. They raided his home apartment, tore that up, because that's just what they do. And then Fortune says that the DEA told him they'd had him under surveillance since early November, according to the federal search warrant. DEA agents received a tip in August from a confidential informant about the warehouse, about the whereabouts of Fortune's grow operation, which Fortune insists he's kept secret from everyone except his closest business associates. Fortune said, "Someone ratted on me. I guess I have a hater amongst my people or something." But Fortune believes he and not the many hundreds of medical marijuana operations that continue to operate freely in Los Angeles was specifically targeted because authorities in New Jersey sicked the government on me, he said. According to the warrant, Burlington County Assistant District Attorney Michael Luciano, who's prosecuting Fortune on marijuana possession with intent to distribute in a trial slated for April, had multiple conversations with the DEA in September and November discussing the New Jersey case against Fortune. So, again, this is a prosecutor who I believe is in New Jersey who's going after Fortune for past actions. Luciano also told the DEA that Fortune may be facing additional charges for mailing small vials of marijuana to Luciano, Governor Chris Christie, and more than a dozen other New Jersey officials between April and September of this year.
Now that could get him some level of arrest or something. But otherwise, he appears to have been operating inside the law.
Fortune says it was a stunt aimed at encouraging the recipients to chill out over weed laws.
It's a stunt, yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that Ed Fortune is known for. He's not afraid to put himself out there and put himself at risk.
Not afraid to put him in there
to make a statement about ending this insane war on drugs. Fortune claims DEA agents told him the raid was politically motivated. He said they didn't even hide it. He said that a DEA agent said, "I apparently pissed off New Jersey state officials and they called the Justice Department."
Hmm.
He said, "You should just shut down. You should close down. That's what the politicians want. They want you to shut up. Are you going to shut up?" This is what he was told, allegedly, by a DEA agent during the raid.
Wow.
He says there was no secret to it. Neither the DEA nor Luciano's office responded to phone calls from the Philadelphia Weekly seeking comment. "It's the whole squeaky wheel thing. I guess I was too squeaky," said Fortune, who says he has no regrets about mailing weed to the governor and others. He says, I know what I'm going to hear. "Well, what did you expect? And to be honest with you, that may have played a little role in this," he laughs. "I did kind of push the line, and I got some push back. But I'm still the weed man, you know? I mean, without trying to sound goofy, I do feel like I'm the Martin Luther King of marijuana."
Oh, God.
I love this guy. Potential federal charges aside, Fortune's also concerned he's so broke at the moment he won't be able to afford a plane ticket back to New Jersey for a mandatory January 3rd, that's tomorrow, pretrial hearing for his April court date. If he misses that, he fears a warrant for his arrest could be issued. And he says,
"I'll give him a ride then.
I'm sure Luciano is going to think this is great. He doesn't have the money to fly back and forth. He knows this was a big disruption in my life." And beyond the immediate mess he's in, Fortune has no idea what to do, what he's going to do moving forward. He says, the way my life was last week is over. I'm the weed man. I never wanted to be called the weedless man, and right now that's what I appear to be. I can't go back to New Jersey. What am I going to do? Go back to driving a truck? Nobody's going to hire me, and I don't have money to get my own truck back on the road. After what happened last week, I thought, should I quietly disappear? And then I thought, no, I have some people going, you're going to open back up? I want to, but I don't know. I've been shut down and knocked off my high horse. There's going to be people who are like, you idiot, you did it to yourself. But either way, I'm still going to have my day in Burlington County Court in April, and I'm going to win. And if the government comes after me, I'm going to beat them too. I still want to be the Roe versus Wade of marijuana legalization. I do feel that's my destiny.
Aww.
You know,
he's a brave guy.
It's a fine line here. I feel bad for him. I really do. But frankly, it does seem like the foreseeable outcome to this stunt.
You mean getting arrested?
Yeah, it does.
Well, yeah, I think that that's probably true, Mark. But on the other hand, it's not as though he was exactly a low profile person to begin with.
It all came down from some situation like this. I hope he wins. I hope he's entirely successful. I hope he becomes the Martin Luther King Jr. of marijuana. I hope he has the Roe v. Wade marijuana case. I am dubious.
Well, of course. I mean, you're up against the federal government, and it's hard to win against any government, let alone the federal government.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to win if they never charge you with anything. How are you going to get your plants back or any of that stuff? I mean, it's never coming back. They're never going to return
$300,000 from and trashed his life, and that's...
And that's going to be it. They're going to call it a day.
Yeah.
Right? Because they got what they wanted. They hurt this guy. They did the bidding of this New Jersey prosecutor.
I was bored one afternoon watching this terrible show that was ever so mildly amusing, one of those free ones on Netflix.
Okay.
And it was, I think it was called I Almost Got Away With It or something, and it was about criminals who basically were wanted for like 10 years and like almost got away and didn't. And some of these people like were murderers and did really bad things, but some of them weren't so bad. But these cops would like use the most ridiculous amount of resources and would like go down 10 years later because they got a tip that they were like in South America, and just the way they were talking about it
in South America. What do they do?
The way they were talking about it made it so clear to me that this is a game for them. Like they won, and that's how they feel right now. I won, haha.
Right, they don't have to get a conviction to feel like they won. They stole all the guy's stuff. They destroyed his livelihood.
Sure they did.
855-453. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, and join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You will find a lot of features there, and we give them to you. So you can go and get signed up for our news updates, by the way, over at news.freetalklive.com. Great way to follow what's going on with the show. Be kept in the loop via email, Twitter, Facebook, news.freetalklive.com. Actually, just sent an email via the, or just sent an update out to all those venues prior to the program tonight, announcing the chip-in that we're doing right now, which, Mark, apparently it's working on your browser, but for me, it's not. Maybe I've got a caching issue going on here. But the chip-in is already up to...
Santa knows you haven't been a good little boy this year.
...is already up to $255 out of the $1,000 that we're looking to raise for St. Jude Children's Hospital. You can see that chip-in over at the top left of freetalklive.com if you'd like to, thanks to the 9 folks that have chipped in thus far to make that happen. I think... at this rate, we're probably going to make that
done by the end of the show.
Anyway, you can go to freetalklive.com or go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for the news updates.
If it wraps up really quickly, should we give people the opportunity to donate more to St. Jude? Because, I mean, I'd love
to see... Yeah, the chip-in will only end when it's scheduled to end. So it's scheduled to end in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So if it hits $1,000 on Thursday this week, there's still a whole other week to go. So therefore, it can reach as much as it reaches.
We'll just make sure it gets there.
Right, it will. I mean, if it raises 150% of its goal, it will raise 150%. I mean, whatever people put into it, it's not going to stop and say, no, we won't take any more, you know. So.
I actually have a like an account executive at St. Jude. There's like a lady that particularly calls me all the time. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. I mean, that's not the way to say it. But, she calls me now and then and sends me letters about, donating. So, I mean, I, for whatever reason, I'm involved enough in this organization that they care enough to not just put me on their bulk mail list, that they've, got somebody who, handles the account. So we'll just send it right in that way.
So let's continue with you and your thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Right now, let's go ladies first to Lauren, listening in Athens, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
I was just calling about the Weed Man. Are you guys in touch with him at all?
I was trying to look. I know I've talked to Ed in the past. I just don't remember if it was on the air or not. I feel like it was, but it's been so long. We've been doing the show for so damn long.
Maybe it'd be fun if you got back in touch with maybe some suggestions like the Jurisdictionary, which you've got with Dr. Frederick Graves. But yeah. I have a court case that might be a little fun for you. I think I mentioned it to you before. I don't know if you had a chance to look it up. It was addisk.wordpress.com. And the case was a case against Utopia Silver under the drug laws. And the drug laws are written against man. Their jurisdiction is over man or other animals. Well,
yeah,
human beings aren't animals.
That, yeah.
And the Texas Attorney General had to drop a case that was, you know, 5 years running or 6 years running, and the fine was $25,000 a day, so $9 million a year. And they kept trying to make a deal with him, after he pled, hey, I'm not an animal, and I'm not under your jurisdiction. You can't make rules for me.
Who is this again?
This is Alfred Addisk, and he has, you know, radio shows on GCN, or, you know, he's been around for a while, but he actually did the court case. You could go on his website, Addisk, A-D-A-S-K, .wordpress.com.
A-D-A-S-K.
Down,
I know I've read something
yeah,
about this.
Yeah, down on the left-hand side, apparently.
And you're saying they dropped the charges based on him saying that he wasn't an animal?
Well, sure, because think of the court that you're in. This, again, it's just like the fraud closure. Once people pick up on the fact that, wait a minute, you can't have a fraudulent contract that's not between two men, a robo-signer signing on one end of a contract, no legal standing to be in a contract, see what I mean? It's the same thing with our humanity. God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the workers, the maids and the butlers, who were there to protect the freedom of the men. Not to,
well,
run,
I'm surprised
not
they didn't
to meet all year long and tell us everything, which light bulb, which toilet, how to educate our kids, everything.
Well,
they
I'm surprised they didn't just say, yeah, you
year.
Are an animal. I mean,
pardon?
Men are animals. I'm surprised they didn't just say that men are animals, and so therefore
well,
you are
do.
Superior.
That's what administrative jurisdiction rules, codes, regulations, and statutes are. That's not the same thing as law. God makes laws, the law of gravity. Men make whimsical. Okay, look what they just passed on New Year's Eve. Now they just passed enabling legislation worse than Hitler ever passed.
You mean the National Obama Defense signed. Authorization Act? Yeah,
and so, you know, I'm black. If they passed again that black people were slaves or black people had to go pick the cotton, I don't care what a group of jackasses in black robes has to say. It's like when they did the Kyoto decision and agreed that they could steal the land for Pfizer of 200-something people's houses, the land stolen for Pfizer to make an office park because, well, they could bring more money to the community. Then they didn't even build the office park.
Well, no, they did, but Pfizer ended up pulling out, and it never ended up panning out the way they had hoped it would, and now it's a ghost town.
It's a disaster.
That's right, and they stole all those people's houses, and they didn't even pay them what they were having to pay taxes on, for goodness sake.
And it's... It would have been a lot harder for them to steal those houses had the people never left them either, if they hadn't just caved in and gone away.
This is what comes of not understanding that the government is here to serve us, keeping our freedom.
I don't know if I believe that.
Not to boss us around and tell us what to do, and we can't.
I don't think there's any evidence that the government is here to serve us, but it's an interesting theory.
By protecting our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that governments are instituted among men for this purpose.
Yeah, I know they say that, but there's no evidence that it's ever been for that purpose, right? Like,
and
from day one, they've been oppressing people.
Well, right, and I understand what you're saying. I come from black slaves in the South, so I get what you mean.
Right.
But my point is, nonetheless, I am a child of God. He created me. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control, and he gave me free will. Free will to do what I want as long as I don't harm anybody else.
Well, good. I think people should start acting more free and refuse to go along with this nonsense. Like,
that's true,
you know, just letting people steal their houses and stuff.
A lot of people, please?
I said instead of just letting people steal their homes, to occupy their own homes, like, you know, the folks in, you mentioned in the Kelo decision out in New London, if they hadn't left, if they had invited other activists to come in and stay in their homes, then the cops would have had to go in and roust out, you know, 20,
but
30
remember,
people.
It's like a battered wife syndrome. These people are spiritually broken.
No doubt. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And they're too weak. I mean, all they know how to do is beg.
If you add on to all the psychological brainwashing they do in the schools, plus the fluoride, plus the Prozac, plus the NutraSweet, the MSG, plus the genetically modified food, you can't blame them. It doesn't serve us to be angry with them for not getting up.
I'm not angry with them, and I don't blame them for being afraid. I'm not angry with them, and I don't blame them for being afraid. I just want to encourage them to do what's right. And thanks, Lauren, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And people are very obedient. And for a variety of good reasons. They've got a lot to lose. They are living in a society that is relatively comfortable, and taking risks could mean possibly losing that comfort, like the New Jersey weed man did by taking the risk of making a political statement by sending marijuana in vials to politicians in New Jersey. So, taking some level of risk, you don't have to take that level of risk, but to just keep going along to get along, then you're going to keep getting what you've got, which is more tyranny. As long as you keep doing what they tell you to, as long as you keep following every new regulation and law that, statute or whatever that comes out.
And they might as well just make some more.
Yeah, look at this obedient group of folks. So they need to pay more in taxes. Because they will. At what level will you stop? And how high does taxation have to be? I mean, everybody complains about taxes because nobody really likes them. I guess there's like a handful of folks that like taxes.
How big is too big for the government to get?
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like if, and I'm not justifying it anyway, I think taxes are morally wrong, but I feel like if it was small, like 5%, people wouldn't really be that riled up about it.
I don't think that Ian or myself would have ever gone down the path that led us to the ideas of liberty if taxes were, in total 9.9% of your income. Or
and
something
they
like that.
Didn't always go up, because that's the other piece of it, is that it's never enough. They always need more for whatever reason.
Well, I can tell you this.
Because enterprises that people work in tend to grow, and lots of people are working in the government, so it is going to grow.
Well, I don't pay federal tax, and I'm glad I don't, because I don't want to fund killers. But I do pay the local government's property tax, and that's what, like 3% of property's value? And I'm pretty outraged by that. So,
especially when they kicked you out of the court,
kicked me out of the property that
said
I paid
you're not allowed to come back at all
because I was trying to sing some carols out in the parking lot and ask some bureaucrats some questions on video camera. So, I mean, even though that's less than 5%, and it's not 5% of income, but it's 5% of the value of the property. It's like 3% or something like that. It's still too much money for me because I get crap can service. I mean, if they were actually providing a good service, then it'd be one thing, but it sucks. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves. And coming up, a crazy drug out of Russia. Julia's going to tell us about it. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.